This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday evening service of July the 5th, 2002, Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Chuck Flynn of Orange, California, is the minister of the evening.
Jesus comes forth in the resurrection and says, I have the keys of death and of hell. Jesus is the one that released the eternal strategy that God the Father promised for you and I before time began. That's how great our salvation is. Amen. Let's praise Him. Glory to God. In the blood covenant.
God said, and God said to the, and the Psalm had this arranged, you know, that Jesus, the things that the Father had spoken against us after the fall, why, He took and nailed it to the cross.
Yeah.
He had power to take.
Isn't that beautiful?
God spoke against us.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the cross and get it out of the way.
All the petition was nailed. I mean, the. That's beautiful. Amen.
Some things even that God spoke against man and against, and in the beginning, after the creation. Well, and Jesus just nailed it to the cross because of the blood covenant.
That's in Ephesians.
I see the blood now. I'll pass over you.
Yeah. That's in Ephesians there. He nailed all the opposition. Hallelujah. In fact, that Ephesians... Ever so often, when I feel a little dry in my spirit or things just don't happen like they should, and I feel, you know, I'll just read through the book of Ephesians. It seems like it puts me into a new area, a fresh dimension of faith and glory, and it's all been nailed. Amen? That was beautiful. Just praise God for that. Well, there's so much to the cross, that Lord, reveal it to us. Amen. Amen. So much beauty and glory.
You see, God, this is God that could not lie.
Mm-hmm.
He could not break His word.
Yes.
But the Son could come, and He gave the Son in the blood covenant the power to do it.
Yes.
Now, my Son, you can do it now. But
yes.
God could not break His own word. But the Son, He gave the Son through the blood covenant. You see, we've never really understood all of the greatness of that blood covenant.
No, we haven't.
and when God said, when Jesus came there, He took away much that God has had against us. This is why we have to wake up in this day, in this kingdom day. Things have done already been taken away from us. We're not responsible. We don't have to go through things that we would otherwise because of the covenant, the blood covenant.
That washed us free.
This covenant was before the foundation of the world. It was our surety, and it's God's surety. He ain't going to do like Adam done. His Son wouldn't do like Adam done.
That's right. Well, see, that tells us a little bit about the changing ways of God. He's not going to send a flood anymore. It's going to be fire. So we've had that cross as the epitome of history and future. The cross changed everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will rule and reign with Him. And that's why, don't you think, that 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8 says that if the princes had known, these are evil princes, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So see, when we mention the cross and the blood covenant, you annul the strategy of demonic or all of the levels of satanic wisdom, if I can call it that. But it's just the strategy of hell, and the hierarchy of hell is rebuked, and it becomes null and void through the cross. If they had known... So you and I annul their wisdom or their strategy by the cross and the blood covenant. That's beautiful. Amen. Those that want ministry, I'd like about 10 or 15 to come. That'll be all tonight because we have gone over our time. Just stand in the center here. That'll be it, please. Those that are up now. Until we'll go as long as we can. And you're dismissed if you have a tough schedule at home. That'll be fine. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Father. We pull our minds under subjection to the Holy Spirit. Thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your beautiful, benevolent anointing within us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, we love to sit at your feet, Lord. We love you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because my hand's upon thee, thou shalt not fear, but you will be shaped on the potter's wheel and have the glory of my power. Envelop you with strength and glory, and I will bless you mightily. And my hand shall go before thee, and my daughter, I will anoint thee and open your ear to hear my voice. For the opened ear of Zion shall be upon thee, and thou shalt speak as the oracle of thy God to know the beauty of my transitional anointing. I'm taking you from one glory to the next and moving with fire within thy being. Thou shalt set the captive free and be strong in me. Amen. God bless you.
I have some things in my body that's been really going on for a while, about three different health.
Some weakness and oh, I see.
And other things.
The Lord, touch, release our sister of these gallstones and other situations. Father, heal for thy glory. We drive it out. We curse it in Jesus' name. Let thine anointing bring great victory in this life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you so much. Irma, you want to be prayed for, hon? Lift her up here, stand with her. Reach your hands out towards Sister Irma. Amen. Some of you, help me pray. Come up here and help me. For it's a new day in my hand and my strength. Lord, touch us, Irma. Let the anointing, my child, let the whirlwind, of Zion be around about you in the Son of Man anointing to quicken thy spirit from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed and be strong, and let the peace of mind come upon thee and thy brain power to be rejuvenated and restored and revived. Yes. And quicken thy child with great strength, and the testimony of Zion shall go before thee, and my peace, as you have brought many out of lethargy and all types of simplicity, that they did not know their full potential, but you encouraged them. Yea, and their ministers today. I will bless you, my daughter, because you've stood by the stuff and you've helped my people to be strong. Now touch the sermon. I thank you for thine anointing. Lift her up to thee, for my hand's upon thee, and the grace of the Lord shall envelop you round about, and your home shall be quickened by the Holy Ghost angels, and my peace shall be upon thee, and you shall see the restoration of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Irma. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. You will walk in my steps and know the righteousness of the Lord, for I have given you the heritage of the Lord. Therefore, my daughter, you shall be strong and do exploits, for the faith of Abraham is released upon thee. And yea, do not let the accuser of the brethren accuse you of not having faith, because you have the faith of the Lord, and you will stir up that faith and stir up my anointing, and the glory of my word shall be upon thee, and thy family shall know that the hand of the Lord is with thee. And I will bless you mightily because you've been faithful of the few. I'm going to make you ruler over many. And my hand in the quickening of my anointing shall go before thee, for we shall rejoice together. This is your finest hour, that you will know my power, and the glory of the Lord has sealed you with divine understanding. Amen, amen. God bless you. You have a loved one that's in jeopardy or in a serious problem. I've sent the word according to Psalms 107, verse 20. This is part of the prophetic word for you. I've sent the word and healed, so you'll know that your petition has been heard and victory is given to your family.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you,
wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 143.
Yeah, a loved one is somebody that you know that God will bring great deliverance. You're praying for them.
It's thank you.
Something you almost gave up on. You will be strong in me, my son, to go forth on the power and the visitations of my grace. For I've stirred up the gift within you. The stirring up of the kindling of coals of fire shall bring forth my anointing, and the glory of my fire shall eat you up. Hallelujah. As Jeremiah said, I was just weary in well-doing is what he meant. He said, I'm so frustrated with the opinion of others, and they don't know the word, nor will they hear. And so I just won't say his name any longer. But Jeremiah said, but there was a fire in my bones. And my son, I put that fire in your bones, and you will see my glory and begin to tear down the strongholds and the vain imaginations that come against my children and my ways. Therefore, I've released you to be strong in the warfare of the saints, and you will minister with great joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's going to promote you, and that which was robbed 3 years ago shall be restored. Because my hand's upon thee, thou shalt not waver. But you will be strong in me, and I've lifted thee up above the shadow. And my peace and my rejoicing shall come upon you, for you have the minstrel anointing. You will praise me, and the hand of the Lord will come upon you. And great joy has been released on thee and thy home. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice, for the Lord has rebuked the devourer, and we will rejoice together. I will provide for you. I'm going to go before you. You're going to see the crooked ways made straight, for you are at the right place, the right time. Just watch and fast your words. For 2 weeks, there's an incubation of prophecy. You're going to just do that which walks circumspectly, seek the Lord, serve me, glorify my name, and be diligent in my ways. For in 2 weeks, the yoke is broken and the anointing will birth the prophetic glory of the Lord before you. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yea, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For yea, the glory of the Lord shall bless you with a fresh harvest of authority. Therefore, be prepared, for yea, the glory of my peace shall bless you. As Abigail prophesied over David before he was king, therefore you have a kingly prophecy. You will speak the kingly anointing. As for Abigail prophesied that in 1 Samuel 25, that the Lord thy God will bound thee up in a bundle of life. That means put David where David was mad because someone didn't feed his men. Someone didn't send the provisions. And God told him, David, don't get upset. I've bound you up. It's like taking a hungry man, putting him into a supermarket. Everything you need is in the Lord. And I've bound you up, saith the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I go bound in the Spirit. You're in the Holy Ghost power. I will bless you. I'll promote you. You're going to see a financial release, a glory of the Lord around you. And I've touched your shoulders with wisdom. And the government is upon my shoulders, saith the Lord. And your sleep's going to be sweet. And I will bring you into the virtuous woman more precious than rubies. Mm-hmm. Anointing. Amen. God, use you mightily. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have to. Why don't you just put that chair here so everybody can relax?
Thank you.
That's good. I will surround thee, my daughter, with great joy. What is your first name?
Joy.
Because that anointing shall go before thee. And yea, the minstrel authority of the Lord, that when you sing the songs of Zion, I will release the hand of prophetic anointing upon you and upon the people. As the minstrel sang, the prophet had the hand of the Lord come upon him. And Elisha said, fill the valley full of ditches. So you're going to prepare the army of the Lord. You're going to release others in their full potential of anointing. And therefore the prophetic song is loosed in thee from this day on. I've touched your lips with coals from the altar, and thou shalt sing the fire of thy God, and know the visitations of my grace. For the Holy Ghost will cocoon you and surround you in my purposes, for you are the apple of the Lord's eye, and I will bless you mightily, and we shall know. And that which shall be vindicated and from the hurt of the last 18 months, I will vindicate and will erase it and lift it from you, because, yea, it's nothing that the enemy would try to say, well, this is, you did this or didn't do that. It's that the Lord thy God loves you and is gracious toward thee. And I've lifted that that would try to be a friction that they meant for evil. I will mean it for the good, for I will vindicate you and anoint you, and you will see the signs follow. Because you believe, you're going to see the miracles I promised you. It was over 5 years ago. The anointing of the Lord will bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. I do. First name.
Betty.
Betty, my hand is upon thee. You will not waver, but you shall walk swiftly unto the commands of our God. For yea, you will walk with the beat of the kingdom of heaven. You will have the drum beat of joy, and the trumps of God, and the anointing of the shofar shall bring forth the anointing of the feast days of the Lord in my people. The glory of salvation and the Holy Ghost fire shall be upon thee. You're going to see many baptized in the Spirit. And therefore the Holy Ghost anointing and the language of the kingdom shall come forth. But I'll touch you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, that which emotionally and in your metabolism is healed. Amen. You shall know my strength and my joy, for by the stripes of the Lord you will walk in my authority, and your steps shall be ordered. That means orbited in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. All right.
And it's in the stomach. And it's like a serpent in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's pressing the life out.
A real infirmity in your midsection.
Yes.
I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. This is that our sister feels it's oppressing. It's a great disturbance to her spirit. I rebuke you, Satan. Loose your hold of God's property. I thank you for divine deliverance for the hand of the Lord. And when others pray over her, we thank you the victory is at hand through the blood covenant. Amen. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Amen.
Gerald,
that peace, the glory of the Lord's around about you. So I will lift up the banners of my love over thee. For yea, the flag flies high over the castle of your heart. Because you have dedicated yourself unto me, I will bless you. And that which you committed yourself unto me and that was prayed over this night, the fire of the Holy Ghost shall quicken you. But the accuser of the brethren would try to keep your eyes down on those things that seemingly are lacking. But I've lifted that off of you. You're not limited in me, saith the Spirit. The anointing of the Lord will do a quickening and a new thing within you. And you'll be vindicated, saith the Lord. Amen. I'm going to cause a friction to be healed. and you'll see great peace in it. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
God bless you. Lance is my name.
Lance?
Yes.
God bless Lance. Reach your hands out toward Brother Lance. Lord, we thank you for the blood covenant, for the anointing that breaks the yoke. My son, in your midsection, the glory of the Lord has touched you in your digestive system. And the anointing of our God shall quicken you by the Holy Ghost. For as you allow the Spirit of the Lord to travail and bring forth the glory of Zion, I will move within thee, for you have the royalty of David. And my strength is upon you. For David had his mighty men, and I have my mighty men. And therefore the anointing of my might is within thee, and thou shalt serve the Lord with gladness. For I have quickened you this night, and my visions of grandeur and glory are not just pie in the sky, or something that, well, it's your hope. And maybe it might happen. No, the Lord has given you visions of authority. And as the Apostle Paul said, you can say it. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And I will release you in a new way of glory. From glory to glory, I'm changing you into my image. And that which I'm called you to do, you will travel. You will go in the power of the Spirit. Because I'm going to give you sustenance from an unknown source. I'm going to bless you mightily so you'll not be restrained, but do the will of God. Amen.
Could you just momentarily pray for my daughter? She's in a bad way.
All right. What's your name? Your daughter?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Is she here?
No, she's not. She's in Florida, but she's an alcoholic. And
Rebecca is battling with alcohol.
Yeah.
All right. Many of us have been set free. Many have been set free from that situation of alcohol. Father, we send the word to Rebecca in Jesus' name. And everybody that's represented here, just lift your hand. If you have somebody that's represented in this prayer that needs divine deliverance, I rebuke you, Satan. We all pray together. We all not only pray, but we, according to my works, you command me, and we command in Jesus' name for the alcoholic devil and all the causes that try to frustrate an individual, human being, that would try to mesmerize them and to bring forth this craving that seemingly is a lifting forth of their troubles, but it is only a prolonging. I rebuke it. I command in Jesus' name for Rebecca to be set free, that she'll report to her father, the Lord has set me free. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Your first name?
Roxanne.
Because he might be taken. Because, Roxanne, my anointing is upon thee, I will bless you with tenderness. I will tenderly pull the loose ends of your heart together, and that which tries to be a strain, I will lift it off of thee, and thou shalt see the anointing. I've sent the word and touched these of your loved ones that you have lifted in to the cross, and my anointing of divine deliverance through the blood. And therefore, yea, you will set many free, and I will heal and strengthen you. I'm going to promote you financially, that you'll know that which was robbed shall be restored, and my peace is upon thee, and thou shalt surely minister my life and power, and be a great blessing. And yea, unto my people, for I will strengthen your family. And the wall of fire, Zechariah 2:5, is around about you, and I will be strength in the midst of her. This is your finest hour. Amen. Chemoni kitabuashe, aleketi sun tutuboyam, achikimi o shukurabadan, lale kusin chidamobote, chishemiyate. Now, when you speak in tongues, you say, Lord, bring it to pass. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. So whatever we're speaking in tongues will come to pass. Amen. We birthed it in the Spirit. We don't know what it is. It's a mystery, a vision. but it will come to pass as you serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Faith.
That knowledge of the Lord shall go before you, and my peace and my joy is over thee with great strength. Thou shalt know the healing of my power. And yea, the visions of faith upon thee shall be strong, for you will know the authority that I've given. For I that uphold all things by the word of my power, I will visit you with great strength, and my peace and understanding has been given unto thee. And that harassment that would try to harass you out of your faith and out of these things that would have tried to be little, but you're not limited in me. You will be strong in faith and authority and see the glory of the Lord around about you in your dwelling. So rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Dwayne.
Dwayne, that power, that anointing, and the glory of the Lord has been quickened unto thee, and thou shalt be firm in my love and joy, and the peace of the Lord shall be upon thee. For I have quickened you to come forth from glory to glory. I will mature you with my power, and with my word thou shalt be satisfied with. Therefore the anointing of the Lord shall bless, and I will go before thee and walk with thee and train you in the ways of our God, for you will be strong and do exploits. Amen. God bless you.
Did you know that when we pray in the Spirit, that every syllable equals 1,000 words?
I could understand that, yeah.
I read that in a book that I had one time.
Amen. Well, I think it might be over 1,000. He's saying every syllable in tongues is worth 1,000 words, or could be 1,000 words. Well, amen. There's no limit. Amen. Praise the Lord. What's your first name?
Deborah,
that anointing I've given thee shall be firm, and thou shalt see the desire of your heart. That which tried to put a strain on thee, I have released it. I have moved within thy spirit, and I've sealed you with understanding. And you're sealed according to Ezekiel 3, verse 8 and 9. You're in the midst of a rebellious situation, and their forehead's not going to overpower the anointing of your forehead. Because, my daughter, I've loosed thee with a prophetic forehead. And what you pray and what you stand for, the anointing will set them free. Amen. Amen. You're not going to pay for somebody else's disobedience. Amen. And so the anointing of the Lord, I've sent the word and will deal with that situation so that you can firmly feel free that my glory and my peace is upon thee, and therefore rejoice. You've prayed through, but that's all right to mention them continually before the Father. But know the power of the Holy Ghost is upon you. Now I'm going to shape and form you. I'm the author and the finisher of the ministry I have for you.
Yes.
And you're not going to stay on a level of worrying about somebody else. You're going to release the power, and as you do, they will also be released.
Oh, good. Hallelujah.
Relate to you.
Yes.
Amen. You will know my... What's your first name? Xavier, because my peace and my glory has been given unto thee, I will bless you mightily, for it's recorded, yea, in the volume of the book of me, saith the Lord, I come to do the will of God. And my son Xavier, I seal you with the will of God. You will bless others. You will be strong in the Lord. You will be shaped, and the tongues of fire shall be upon thee with wisdom and peace and joy. And as Peter preached, these men are not drunk as ye suppose, but the intoxication of the Spirit shall be upon thy ministry, and others will fall in the power of thy God. there will be great visitations, unusual manifestations of anointing, and you'll pull them as brands out of the burning, because you're going to be an evangelist, a prophetic evangelist with great anointings. I will bless you mightily. The media shall be a release for you to go into high level positions of people that are of high level, and governors and politic situations and elevations shall hear the voice of the Lord through you. And yea, no fear will come nigh your dwelling, for you will set the captive free. That's pretty good, son.
The media.
Amen. Your name?
Alice.
Alice, the peace of the Lord's over thee, and thou shalt see my glory, for you will soar with the eagles, and I will bless you mightily in that the glory of the Lord's around about you, so that yea, you'll know the angelic host shall quicken you and minister to you. And I will give you this sustenance of the Holy Ghost wisdom, and the peace of discernment shall be your portion. You prayed especially for discerning glory. I've released you into the discernment of the Holy Ghost fire, and my anointing shall bring it to pass, and we will rejoice together. Do not fear. You're not alone. Sometime the enemy will try to isolate you to a very heavy emotion of depression. I've lifted that off of you. You shall be strong and do exploits, and you will minister life wherever you go. I'm going to open up an effectual door for you to be a minister, to be active, and you will go through that door rejoicing, because many will hear the voice of my word within you and be quickened of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Your first name, please, for the tape, so you can find it. Anthony, glory to God. And because, my son, you will be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, I'm going to release the manifold wisdom of the Lord within you. The word manifold means a diamond. It means a diamond of anointing shall be given unto thee. Priceless authority and many facets, yea, the facets, the plain and the facets of glory shall bring forth the fire. The more facets a diamond has, the more fire. Therefore, the fire, a glorious spiritual fire of value, is released within you, and I will bless you mightily and sustain you, and my glory shall go before you, and we will rejoice together. Amen. Because you're going to see many be released in a high level authority of the cross, and the victory of my anointing shall bless you. Therefore, you'll not be afraid of men or classifications or even those that you admire. You will speak my word with tenderness, and you will be that anointing of the battle axe, and you will cut, yea, loose those into their full potential of anointing. Because when you minister, the full potential of thy God shall bring them into the fulfillment of the prophetic word that's about you. Within 3 months you'll know that the Lord shall establish you. Your ways, your steps are ordered of me, and I will bless you. Within 3 weeks you will know clearly that this is the way. Walk in it. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. What's your first name?
Angel.
Hey, Jane. Because I've lifted up the blood-stained banner of the Lord upon thee, I've loosed you with wisdom. I bless you in your education. The Holy Ghost shall go before thee. For as the Lord thy God, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of thy God. Therefore you have asked me for wisdom. You've asked me for the power of the Holy Ghost. And I will bless your life and touch you with strength and understanding and with the beautiful character of love. You shall be like Barnabas. AJ, you're going to be a son of consolation. You will help others in their full potential of ministry, and you shall be strong, for the Holy Ghost is going to bless your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which is your just recompense of reward. And it means don't throw your weapon down while you're being shot at. The anointing of the Lord shall embrace you and encourage you, and you shall have the Holy Ghost and fire. So study to show yourself approved unto me, for I am going to send the word, and that one you're praying for, you will see a gracious act of thy God, and you'll know the problem isn't solved, it's dissolved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your first name?
Lynn.
Lynn, that anointing I've given you, and I will raise you up as a virtuous woman authority, for the glory of my name shall be upon thee, and that virtue shall flow forth from you, and that anointing, as the glory of Moses shot forth with great lightning bolts of my presence, so you have a glory that excelleth. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I want you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and know that I'm changing you. The anointing of the Lord is upon you and will embrace you into a higher level of glory. And income and prestige authority shall be given. And yea, around your dwelling, you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. For the scepter of Esther is upon thee, and thou shalt quicken many into my kingdom. And financial strength is released over thee, so that the kingdom of the Lord will be blessed abundantly, because I have released you with the treasures of Zion. Amen. Praise God. Oh, seal it, Lord. Seal it, Father. I prophesied over you this day, and he wanted to know what it is. Yeah, it's because my hand's upon thee, my son, the graciousness of our God will lead you, and I will bless you mightily, so that you will stir up the gift of thy God. You will stir up the prophetic anointing, and you shall be blessed in your schooling. And I will touch your character and your temperament shall be blessed, because you're very sensitive unto my voice. And I will guide you with my eye, and we shall know the power of my grace, because I'm placing on thee the mantle of fire, and my mantle is upon thee, and my understanding shall bless you mightily. As you serve the Lord, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of thy God. For the prophetic word means that you're on the potter's wheel, and I'm shaping you. The Father is the potter, and I'm shaping you to a vessel unto honor, and you shall be very sensitive unto the anointing of thy God to set others free and to be a plumb line or a standard of holiness and glory and wisdom. You're very sensitive, so the wisdom of the Lord will bless you, and you'll be a the technology of the Lord shall come forth, and you will teach others, and you will be a great blessing in the body of Christ, because there's many inventions that are yet to be brought forth. And I will use you mightily, saith the Spirit. Amen. Okay, maybe you'll remember some of it. But God's hand's upon you. There are many inventions. See, we've been kept by corporations into the oil type industry. Therefore, the enemies used it to control the world. But God, the next energy is magnetic energy, and that God is waiting for vessels to pour through us the magnetic glory of the Lord. And automobiles will be in a magnetic framework of drawing instead of propelling, will be drawn as the stars are drawn. And as the moon controls the tides, so we will have a transportation of drawing and magnetic force. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your name, brother?
Charles.
Charles? You will serve the Lord with gladness, for I've raised up as Abraham lifted up his hand over thee. Yea, as Moses raised his hands and the battle was won. Therefore, Charles, my strength and my anointing is upon thee, and I've loosed you into the kingdom of the anointing and the glory, for the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess it, and my strength and my joy shall be sealed into thy forehead, and I will bless you mightily to come forth with my peace, and the graciousness of our God shall walk before thee, for I will supply, and I will go before thee, and around about your dwelling you shall serve the Lord with gladness, for the prophetic aura of the Holy Ghost is with thee, and thou shalt be satisfied. You're going to hear good news from afar, because you've been praying about a situation of a loved one and a family, and I'm going to deliver them, and you'll hear it and be glad. Amen. God bless you. All right. Well, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Go home and get restored so you can give out again. Amen. God bless everybody. You are dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.